Humility. Preschool Part 3. Spoiled Eggs and Spies. The farmer was stunned the next morning. "What has happened?" is all he could say. Spoiled eggs were everywhere, the chicken yard was full of frightened birds, and Horse had a big cut on his nose. Royal was standing on his table, looking in the mirror, which did make the farmer laugh, but only for a second. "A fox did this," the farmer said to Horse as he cleaned his wound. "But how did they get in? My barn has no holes in it." After helping Horse, he went out to feed the hens. Most of them were still too scared to eat. Henrietta sat hiding behind a bush, shaking. The farmer gently picked her up and held her close. "Poor little hen." He talked to her until she stopped shaking, then put her down and headed toward the barn. Royal was coming through the barn doors. "Roy boy," said the farmer, "you must watch carefully for enemies and use your claws and beak to chase them away. Be a good protector." Royal, however, didn't care about protecting. "My name is Royal," he shouted, but the farmer only heard a long squawk. When Royal strutted into the chicken yard, the whole flock suddenly screeched and looked for places to hide. "How strange," said the farmer. The next several days were very hard for the chickens. Royal lined them up each night and yelled at them before bedtime. He yelled at them again in the morning because they laid small eggs. Horse protected Henrietta from being pecked by him, but she cried every day. Meanwhile, Royal loved being the boss. He created a pillow for his throne and looked at himself all day, except when he needed food or water. The chickens decided to make up a spying plan. One hen would be guard for the day and hide behind a bush. When she saw Royal come out of the barn, she must kick a pile of pebbles back to warn the others. The flock would scatter to safe places. If the guard didn't do her job, many hens would get pecked by his sharp beak. Today was Henrietta's turn. "What if he sees me?" she whimpered. "I'll never escape. He'll attack me." But everyone had to take a turn. "He can't see you behind the bush," they said, but she fretted nonetheless. "I'm so bad at this," Henrietta thought. "Why did they pick a failure like me?" Royal stepped out and noticed the flock eating peacefully. He started sneaking up on them, but Henrietta was too busy worrying to see him. When she spotted him, it was too late. She ran away, forgetting to warn the others. Royal charged at them. Everyone screeched and tried to escape. Horse came galloping across the pasture, but not soon enough. Royal had already injured 3 hens. Henrietta hid behind the barn, ashamed to show her face.